I'm going to actually see if it will let me. I guess not. Okay. Okay. This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response of administration for the first time? This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to this for a second time? This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and post-inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegation, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to business for the third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here, must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, let me give you guys the rundown on what we're going to do. Pauline White, she's the ombudsman for the State of the Union. I don't know if Tammy is going to show up or not. If she does, she's the ombudsman for the Union State. The two of them are going to be working together. They're going to ask questions of people and whatever, and try to solve any conflicts that we would have in the Nevada Assembly, you know, the Union State Assembly, you know, in Nevada in general, right? And with that saying, anybody that starts attacking anybody or tries to take over the meeting or tries to bully anybody, I will mute you, and then I will tell you why you're muted, and then I would unmute you. And if you keep continuing to either attack or, you know, just going after people, whatever, you know, we don't need that in this meeting. This meeting is all about love and working together, and we need all your opinions, and we need everybody to be as truthful as they can. So with that said, Pauline is actually going to take over the meeting. She's going to explain what she wants to do. And then we'll go from there, and she will ask questions of people, what she wants to find out, what kind of information she needs, you know, to try to help solve all the problems. So, Pauline, if you want to, go ahead and take over.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. 1 Peter 4:10, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And that prompted me to Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts as we gather today for our Nevada Assembly meeting. Lord, we ask for your divine presence to fill the room, guide every discussion, unite every heart and mind. Let this meeting be productive, empowering, uplifting, and full of clarity. Father, remind us that leadership is service and service is love in action. Help us to stand firm in our purpose to serve our fellow Americans with integrity, honor, and compassion. Strengthen our commitment to justice, truth, and the responsibilities you have placed before us. Lord, we lift up our need for the Jural Assembly to be fully established and operating, and for the rightful justice of the peace to be elected once again. guide us step by step so that every role you have ordained will be restored and fulfilled according to your will. Holy Spirit, please lead my thoughts, purify my heart, and direct my mind throughout this meeting. Heavenly Father, inspire our hearts with vision. Let us see the path forward together, not divided. Let us learn what more we can do to build a stronger state of state assembly and union state assemblies here in Nevada. Grant us the wisdom to build, the courage to lead, and the unity to move as one body in service to you and our people. Bless this meeting. Bless every participant. Bless the work of our hands. And may everything we do bring glory to you and strengthen the future of our communities. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, our holy Yeshua, we pray. Amen. So thank you very much, everyone.
Amen. So be it.
Thank you. Very simple. I wanted to go over some points. I think the most pressing for me are two things. I want to know, because it's a lot of my time that will be devoted to this, I wanted to know more from each of you what some concerns you have so I could be mindful of it. Because I do, I homeschool my daughter, and we're starting our new business. I am discharging our debt. I have a website up, and we're going to have to renew our license. But in order to do the ombudsman, I may need to create a whole new domain and website, and I'm more than willing to make that investment. I just want to see and get a gauge of how it is that I can help you, and if I can help you, then I can commit to this so that I can be efficient with my time. And I also wanted to touch upon the ombudsman's position and how it relates to the recent issues that we're having, primarily with Sue and Mike and Rocky. My thing is, we should all be working together as one family. And it always seems to happen, and I don't know exactly why, and I can't assume. I can only speak based on what I've seen. And I'm hoping that after this meeting, we can all be united so that when I talk to Sue and Mike, because I've got a great relationship with Sue, we can come to the understanding that we're not stepping on anyone's toes. We just want to be sure that we have a united front. And if we have any issues that may occur or appear to have occurred, do we have the protocol needed to maybe have an offline conversation before it's brought to the forefront, and then emails start flying? Because once that happens, that really does, energetically, it really does affect the morale. It really affects someone like myself, I can say that much. So, can any of you tell me what it is that you are concerned about that I can take notes with and bear that in mind before I move forward?
If I may, I'm sorry, Pauline. I just wanted to double check. So, is this the opportunity that we have to just kind of speak on what we might feel is, at least from our perception, is a roadblock? Or, I think just cutting to the chase is the communication between Rocky and Sue. Has been one-sided in my at least in my vision, you know, from what I'm perceiving is that Rocky has reached out to Sue and then the response back has been again, I'm not saying this is it is positively, but just from my view, since that's all I have, is that Sue's not communicating back to Rocky freely, to where freely they can work things out and communicate back and forth. I'm seeing, again, well, all I can say is my vision has dictated, and what I've heard from quite a lot of folks, me being the assembly sheriff, in Clark County, people are letting me know what their perception is as well, is that Sue's not communicating back. Again, I'm not using, I'm just saying what my vision has dictated. There's not been an open communication coming from coming from Sue's side back to Rocky to work things out. And then all I'm really perceiving is negative things that seem to sidetrack any positive union that we could all have together. I yield.
Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Carlos Guzman. Just got on. Yep. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I reviewed most of the communications that Rocky has done with the Nevada Assembly, and my simple analysis of that is that there's no harm here of any kind on the part of Rocky. There's opinions, there's feelings, there's a lot of emotions, obviously. This is an incredible, something should have never occurred, actually, in my opinion. I don't have any nice way of putting that other than what I just said. That's the nicest I can say. I'll stop at that. But I reviewed all the documentation, all the communications, even about vetting, the whole nine yards, and there's been a lot of misinformation on the part of the people who are calling themselves the injured parties. And just in summation, just to give that up in a quick summation, we can parse it down into more detail if you'd like, but that is my opinion of it. Rocky's, as far as I'm concerned, has done nothing out of the ordinary, nothing out of his purview as an ASN, or and especially as a coordinator. So that's my opinion about that matter.
You, Carlos? Yes?
Yes, I'm Carlos.
Okay, anyone else?
Yes, this is Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlotte.
I'm not even going to pretend I understand all of this. I have read things and read stuff on both sides. And I want to apologize before I ever start. I am not a politically correct person. I'm a very blunt, straightforward person. So if I offend someone, I'm sorry. But everything that I have read, and I have attended meetings on both sides, it seems like to me that if Sue can't have her way, she is throwing a tantrum, and then she is attacking Rocky, and I don't understand what the point of attacking Rocky is. This is the part that I'm not understanding. Does she want to micromanage him, or does she want to be in control of the whole state? I don't understand where her anger is coming from. And this upsets me because we're supposed to be a group that comes together to unite all of us for a one common thing that we're trying to do, is be people of the earth. So I don't understand where all her anger and animosity is coming from, because all I've seen Rocky do is try to communicate and try to make us all to come together as a group. And it seems like the harder he tries to do that, the more Sue seems to attack him. So this animosity is starting to really get to me, because I'm not understanding all of it. And I think that that's very unfair. She does not respond to him well. And I've seen some of his correspondence with her, and she's just a very negative person. So I don't understand what she wants from Rocky and all of us down here, unless she just wants to be in complete control of the entire state. That's what I'm seeing as a person that's brand new to all this. And I yield.
Thank you, Charlotte. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Dale Coonrod. I just want to say, for like Rocky, his responses to the things that are going out from Sue are it just shows his honesty and his integrity, because he breaks down, especially that last email, he breaks down everything, you know, to come back with the truth. He's not attacking her back or anything. He's just coming back with the truth of the things of what he knows and what he's doing as a coordinator. And, you know, I'm just praying. You know, I agree with all that just people have just recently said. I agree with everything they're saying. It all has parts in it. But I pray for each of them because I would like to see us to work together. So I'm really praying that Sue and Mike and all of them would get along with Rocky, because Rocky has been showing high integrity in what he does and for standing up for this. And I think a huge thing that means to me too is, you know, I was getting a pretty close relationship with Craig, and Craig thought the world of Rocky and was mentoring him and stuff from what I know. And you know, if he believes in him, then all of us can believe in him. You know, for sure. Rocky's a man of integrity and quality, and I just pray that we can, you know, turn this around so we can. We're not Democrats and Republicans. We're supposed to be the one to be the real government and to have that love, as Keith always talks about, with each other, and to try. Not that there's going to be disagreements and stuff, but we can communicate to work them out. So thank you. I yield.
Thank you, Dale. Anyone else?
Yes. I would like to say something. As far as the fact that we're here visiting this situation again, it's kind of annoying. The purpose of his role, which Anna has stated in her email that he is co-coordinator, how he got to that role, vetting whatever was already outlined in Anna's email. And it's blatantly clear she's not accepting his role of what he's supposed to be doing in Clark County. And it's really tiresome. The going back and forth, the hearing the negative, the lack of traceability of understanding how the documents came to be, and obviously it's not being read correctly as far as there's a misunderstanding of his role. I appreciate what Rocky has done thus far, even in addition to Sue, of what she's accomplished. However, he's taking a seat back because of the going back and forth of unnecessary, I don't even know what it is. It seems like we're back in high school of creating these clicks and not implementing what we need to as far as assembly. It makes me reluctant to participate. And frankly, I just volunteered once again as far as committing to doing the budget. And I like helping out our assembly. However, the unnecessary division that someone needs to create for whatever purpose, we need to move past this and let this be the last time that we actually discuss this in any other meeting going forward. I yield.
Thank you, Faya. Anyone else?
It's Fa'ana.
Fa'ana, my apologies, Fa'ana. Anyone else?
Yes. Did this speak to Robertson?
Hi, Pitu.
Hi. The way I perceive this, since Greg's passing, we revisited this whole thing back and forth. And the way I see it It's either Sue doesn't understand the foundation that Anna laid out, because everything that she laid out, we're supposed to follow that. And if you can't grasp the idea of what Anna has laid out for us, she's fighting for us in the international level. And what we're doing here is fighting with each other, which is totally unnecessary. And we need to actually come to a full stop and take a look of how Anna is fighting for us. So we need to fight in order for us to stand up. We've been going back and forth, discussing the same old thing, people attacking each other. We've seen this since last year. And I believe at this point, we're all grown adults. You can comprehend what Anna has put out for us. And we're also formulating a lot of committees here. So each committee, if you're actually coming on board and participate for and volunteer for each committee, we should know what we're supposed to be doing instead of attacking Rocky. To me, they're totally confused in their own selves. If they don't understand what this whole thing is, there's no need to attack anybody. Rocky's just doing his job. We're trying to come forth and actually put our effort in order to stand up Nevada for our future generation. So, and I hope this time moving forward, as God has told Moses, tell your people to move forward. We're through actually taking a look behind. We should be moving forward along with Rocky and the rest of everybody else that is here. That's the way I perceive things. If they're confused about what this whole assembly is all about and what Anna is fighting for, then they don't need, go read what she has put out. Read everything that she put out. There's no need to attack. I'm sorry about that. But I yield, and I hope from this day forward that we can all come together, support the coordinator and the co-coordinators and everybody else that's participating in this meeting and trying to stand up the Assembly of Nevada. So good luck, and may God be with us all in moving forward. I yield.
Thank you. Anyone else? I think everyone has said their part. Am I correct? Is there anyone else?
Hi, this is Jennifer Olson, if I may, and Pauline.
Hello, Jennifer.
And so, Rocky, I would really appreciate at some point if you could explain how your sign-off on your email is of state coordinator, because you are completely validated as Clark County coordinator, but from my understanding, you haven't received federation-level vetting. And that email that is used by Anna, she's assuming that you passed state vetting and all that had happened to be a state coordinator. So that is causing some of the contention. But in order to be a state co-coordinator, you need to be vetted by the Federation. And if I recall, that's Terry that does so. And that hasn't been completed to point. So at some point, I'd like Rocky to be able to speak to that so I could understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Rocky, would you like to explain that?
Yeah, I would. I've had several meetings with Anna, and several of them was online on the coordinator calls. And I've asked Anna several times about Terry vetting people and whatever. And Terry did actually do the clear check part of the vetting on me. And Anna said that basically because Terry is so busy, whatever, that she couldn't complete, you know, whatever part that she was doing, you know, on the vetting part. And so basically what Anna said in that email was that she vetted me and she so accepted me as the co-coordinator. Everybody has an ideal that a that the vetting is the most important part of actually taking any position. But the vetting is really just a measure of for the people to be able to say yes or no if they agree to have this person on whatever committee or whatever they're doing. So it's basically just a procedure so that we can give the evidence to all the people before they vote to be able to say, it's just like if you had a, you know, like you're doing the banking committee and you vet a guy to be in the banking committee and he was embezzling money, whatever, and in the vetting would actually bring that out. Now it's up to the people to vote this person in as, you know, as being able to work with the banking committee or not. The vetting doesn't stop him from being in the committee or not. It's just so that we have the information of who this person is. I've been vetted several times. I've even been vetted from the Nevada State, you know, back 3 years ago, and everything was fine on that. But as far as a coordinator goes, the state has no control over who Anna picks as a coordinator. And even Anna, in a coordinator call, which I can bring up, you know, I can send out with everybody if you want to see it, but Anna even states that she's the only one that can hire or fire a coordinator. And when she accepts a coordinator, they're accepted. There's nobody can say that they're not. And now she go to Anna, and Anna says they're not a coordinator anymore. And she has done that several times, especially in California. She accepted three other people. They wasn't doing what they're doing or supposed to, and she unaccepted them. So as far as I'm concerned, the vetting was completed through Anna, and that's what that email stated. And like I said, the clear check was done through Tarek, which is, you know, when you're being a coordinator, you have to be financially cleared too, and that was done by Terry. I yield.
Thank you, Rockwell. Does anyone else have anything to say?
Well, if I may.
Yes,
and so, but aren't you supposed to have that recorded hour interview as well as the final step? I yield.
I've heard that several times about you have to do the 19 questions, you have to do the interview, and all of that. I don't know if that's true or not true. You know, as far as Anna determining if somebody's been vetted, she's asked me a lot of questions. I've answered them with her. She basically accepted whatever questions and answers that we went back and forth with as my vetting, I guess. Otherwise, she wouldn't have said I was vetted, and you know, I was so vetted and accepted. So as far as what Anna's concerned, I have been vetted. Now, if we want to question Anna, we can send emails or whatever to Anna questioning her vetting on how she vets people. There's, you know, each people, you know, even the PKTF has their own vetting procedures and stuff that they do. And I don't know which one's right or which one's wrong and who's the one that determines how somebody is supposed to get vetted. I yield.
Thank you, Rocky. Anyone else?
This is Alex A. Kulikoff here, Nevada, Clark County. I just want to say Rocky's filling the position of coordinator. And remember, people, coordinator, all he does is coordinate. He doesn't tell other people what to do. He doesn't force people into his own opinion or facts, and that's exactly what Rocky has been doing. He's only been coordinating, asking for everybody's input, showing everything, extremely transparent, extremely honest, extremely unbiased. That means he's not opinionated and wanting his own way, and this helps everything to flow a lot quicker, a lot better. Sue, on the other hand, I have been to her meetings, very domineering, demanding, has a small group or nexus of individuals that I don't understand what their whole goal is, because the whole goal here is to help the people, not to help yourself. But it seems like she's more leaning towards wanting to do things her way instead of asking everybody for, you know, what they want, which is what it's supposed to be for the people. So this is what I have seen. So I would like for Sue to take maybe a three-month hiatus from attacking Rocky and just focus on what her group has to do so that we can focus what we have to do, because it has been over a year and really nothing has been accomplished due to this Sue's highly opinionated, highly domineering personality. And I think she just gets jealous and thinks she's losing power when the truth is none of us have any power. We don't have any power. We're just fulfilling positions to get things done. There's no end goal or super reward that we're going to get. All of us are volunteering and doing what we can with our time. We're not getting paid for it. We're not getting glory or statues or buildings named after us for it. We just want to get this thing up and running to defeat the de facto. And I'm hoping everybody from Sue's side understands that, because I can guarantee you everyone here in the Clark County, we understand that. We're working our hardest to do what we can, but we can't do much if we're getting constantly bombarded by Sue and other people that she sends over here to attack us. We want to work together, and the best way to do that is for Sue to take a three-month hiatus from attacking us and just simply work on building up her structure there, and so that in 3 months we can come back and see what progress both sides have made. I yield.
Thank you, Alex. Anyone else?
Hi, Pauline. This is Tamara. I would like to say something, and this is also for Jennifer Olson. As you all know, I'm in Nye County, and I also help, you know, the other counties with a lot of stuff, and anybody has a question for me. Talking about Terry and about vetting, as Rocky has said, there are many different ways of being vetted, and he has gone through with Anna. If we wait, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude at all, but if we wait for Terry to vet us, that could take maybe years, and let me tell you why. As I'm learning for the position to be, I am a recording secretary and co-coordinator, I have asked Terry several times to be able to get vetted to do the background checks and everything, and she even answered to me, I'll read it, the email right now to you. This was her answer: work with your assembly. Thank you, Terry. This is all we ever get as an answer. So how are we supposed to build all of our pillars, our assembly, our counties, when everyone is always against each other? That's not how it works. We will never move forward with anything. So like Anna has explained to us, that we need to move forward and that we need to work on our assemblies, especially the counties. So, I mean, we're all working with the assemblies, we're trying to. So I'm not understanding, again, what else are we supposed to do when it comes to the vetting? And I see your hand up, so go ahead, Jennifer.
Thank you, Tamara. And so the way that I understand the assembly process working is we always go through state vetting first. So did you go through the state vetting, Tamara?
I have not, because it told us that we, even with Anna, the other meeting, it said that we can go through our county.
Okay, because at this point, usually it's the state of the union, state vetting first, and then it goes to the federation.
Pauline, I want to say something about that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rocky, sorry.
I asked Anna about that, and Anna said that the state cannot vet the coordinators, that only the federation can. I yield.
Thank you, Rocky. Anyone else?
I think Jennifer wanted to talk.
Yes, thank you. I thought that what the federation wants is, of course, you do the state vetting first, and then once that's all done, then it goes to the federation level, correct?
That is not correct. It's supposed, what the original setup was Terry was supposed to do the vetting for all the coordinators for the federation, okay? And that's a federation thing. at one time the marshals were doing it, and they got too busy or got split up and they couldn't do it. Terry got so busy she couldn't do it, and right now there isn't no vetting for Federation-wide, because of Terry even taking off now, for any coordinators at all. So right now the coordinators are not getting vetted. And Anna's took it on the role herself to decide who's vetted, who's not, and who's accepted. And she's doing that for now, because there's otherwise we're not going to get any coordinators. I yield.
Thank you, Rocky. Jennifer?
Thanks for sharing that, Rocky. That's new news to me, because I know it's always been Terry, and I'm not up to date on Terry's affairs or what's going on with her. And then I know that PKTF was trying to fill in the void of CMS, the Continental Marshal Service, that was also vetting people who haven't been lately. And so, Rocky, I appreciate all the work you're doing. You're doing fantastic on Clark County. I just really wish that you would say that you're a Clark County coordinator, because I just don't feel that you're fully satisfied with the whole being the state coordinator. And I think that's where a lot of the contention lies between the state of the union and the union state. I yield.
Thank you.
I would like to speak on that.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I mean, because as far as getting vetted, period, federation level, we're talking different leveling. However, it was identified that hierarchy wasn't in existence in our assembly. So I'm kind of confused that, is it Jennifer that keeps bringing up those comments as far as making it like integrity? It's like they're interrogating him when he's identified as coordinator. It had stated in that email of the evidence that was provided in the last email that he was directed it towards Sue, and I believe his name is Mike. I'm not sure. I don't even see the purpose of what the issue of Rocky having a title of coordinator that is affecting you from him not working as he has been doing. I yield.
Thank you, Fauna.
I would like to say, this is Charlotte.
Yes, this is Carlos.
Carlos, one moment.
All right.
Go ahead. Charlotte?
Yes. I'm listening to all this, and this seems like a petty play on words. Rocky is doing a fantastic job. Any of us can email him at any time, and within 24 hours, this gentleman has answered us back and tried to help every one of us. I would believe that that would be his job. So I don't understand why he's being attacked about this petty name thing that you got going on. It's just not making any sense to me. He does what he's supposed to be doing, so why is he being attacked for that? That's what I want to know.
I apologize. I'm not trying to attack. It feels like to me
he's being attacked for doing his job.
Do you yield?
I don't understand why there's such a thing about
this. May I, please?
Yes,
this is Carlos.
One moment. Do you yield, Charlotte?
Yes, I yield.
All right. Carlos?
Yes, thank you. I was asked to be the chairman of the Oversight Committee, so I took the perspective or the view to approach this from that angle. And the first thing I have to look for, in my view or my opinion, is that, and I've had this conversation with Fitu also, and she can chime in also to give more context, is that, first of all, we have to see, when there's a conflict like this thing, one is of understanding, just basic fundamental principles about how we operate. First of all, we're coming from the perspective that every individual is a sovereign. So no one's going to tell somebody else what to do. That's number one. Number two, we have the concept of helpers. Coordinators are helpers and organizers. That's what their purpose is. What's their purpose? Which to bring us up and to stand up our states, starting from the county level on up. And that's kind of a metaphor, too, because I don't mean to make it a hierarchy. It's not a hierarchy. The county is actually as Anna has said many times, higher than this than the state itself. So, with regards to Rocky and what's going on here, it's very clear to me that there is no issue to be dealt with. He's a coordinator. He's volunteering. He's not paid. He's accepted by Anna. We've seen it that he's interacted with Anna directly and without issue and without problem, without exception. So there is no harm also with regards to any of the so-called allegations that have been brought up via various communications. None of these things rise to the level of a concern with regards to Rocky's position as coordinator, supporter, helper, teacher, and overall conscious, for example, on how to go forward. He's been nothing but a resource, and we shouldn't be attacking our foundational patterns here before we raise our roofs. And what's going on with the Nevada Assembly is obviously there's a lack of understanding on foundational principles. The principles are very simple. They're not complex. We come from a perspective, what is an assembly? Assembly are American state nationals. That's what an assembly is. Okay? Who are the people who are actually working in the various state governments or whatever we want to call them? Those are the American state citizens at one point. And they're usually being dedicated, compensated, and with delegated authorities, which they'll have eventually. That currently does not exist, as far as I understand. So whatever Sue is doing and whatever little echelon team that she's formed over there is completely out of line with basic foundational principles of we the people. It's not. It's just out of line. That's not it's not a question of asking why. I don't really care. She's not doing her job recognizing the very principles that she stated for doing it. That itself completely erodes any foundational argument to begin with. And Rocky, I think you'll back me up on that. And that's exactly how this is being played out. And so there needs to be a correction. I know I've heard these things like course correction and all that. I'm not much about those type of euphemisms, but I am about education, clarity, right, and path forward. So once we understand our basic principles, these kinds of things can't come up because they, on their face, they stand against the ability of the people to work together. No empire building, hierarchical authoritarian machines, and all that type of thing—they don't work for this kind of system. That's the reason why we're in the problems that we have right now with the de facto. The very thing, the idea that someone's above another. That kind of thing is what always leads to slavery and tyranny. So we have to understand that as a basic principle, and we can't act that way. And that's the reason why Sue stands out so terribly. As far as vetting is concerned, to me it's like a vote of confidence or no confidence. And, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. In the case of Rocky, his acts tell of his capacity, intention, and capacities. So those are the things we need to look at if we're going to sit there and discuss this any further. I don't see a harm. I don't see a problem. I don't see anybody being molested in their place or bothered in their person or in their safety and security in any way, shape, or form. That should end the argument right there. And anyway, that's my opinion. I yield.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're at 20 minutes to the hour. If there are no more, does anyone have anything else to say on this issue? Only once, twice, three times?
Pauline, one more.
One more. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Hold on a minute. I yield. I'm having an issue with my computer.
All right. Thank you. 20 minutes to the hour. I think I've heard what I needed to hear. I am unbiased. I do agree with most of you. And that's all I'm going to say. I will speak with Sue. I work really well with her. I wanted to let you all know that I paid for some training, human rights training, with the U.S. Institute of Diplomacy, and I wanted to secure the certificate and see if anyone would like to learn these types of issues because I can foresee them. My background being in the military is finance and budget analyst work at a regional readiness command level. I also was a recruiter for a Fortune 200 company, and I have small business experience, and I homeschool my daughter. I also wanted to take some ombudsman courses, which would mean I would have to invest X amount of dollars and would be willing to help train other ombudsmen. That would give us an opportunity, once we are all established and everything is set up, we could move forward in a positive direction, because I feel that, yes, we haven't gotten anything of, well, I can't say anything. Rocky has done a tremendous job, and I don't think we, without him, we wouldn't have gotten this far. So thank you so much, Rocky. And then that way, as I'm investing funds and creating a website, and then we'll be spending time with other issues that you might have. I'm also working with the Ombudsman Way, I think it's Michigan Assembly. We have our own Ombudsman Way group, and we're coming up with our own protocols. That way, with the more experience that we're having, we'll be able to do this in a more proficient manner, is what I want to say. Are there any questions for me?
I have a quick question, because you mentioned you're vetted in the ombudsman.
Yes, I took the, I paid, I think it was $40 to pay for the Federation vetting. They did vetting. Terry contacted me with the results.
Right.
I had to forward the results to Sue, and Sue had said that she was waiting for the oversight committee to meet, and that was the last of it. And it's been quite a while. So that's where that is. But yes, I have been vetted. Now, whether or not the oversight committee has said, yeah, we give you your blessing, Pauline, you could be ombudsman, I haven't heard anything about that. I'm doing this completely on my own. Like I said, I have the heart to serve, and that's why I'm here. I want to see if there's a contribution for me to help serve. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, because that's, I mean, that answers the question as far as Rocky's role. You're similar to vetted in accordance to what was outlined, if I'm not mistaken, of hearing what your statement is, right?
That's correct.
Perfect. That is correct. Yeah. So there shouldn't be any questions as far as going forward with Rocky's role, right?
I believe so, because I have promised myself that I would be fair, firm, and impartial. The one thing that I've learned as an ombudsman is we're supposed to be impartial. So what I'm hearing, considering we've had over 5 people say that, there's 20 people on the call, I would have to say yes, that's how I'm feeling also. So,
I mean,
are there any questions?
Yes, I just had one more. Because as far as from a quality standpoint, I'm an auditor. And being an observer of meetings, this could have been stopped a long time ago as far as someone that is actually taking the minutes from each meeting, because we can go back on the recordings as far as establishing his vetted role, similar to yours. So with that being said, we can start, you know, doing a corrective action plan as far as outlining the risks with the assessment that we can conduct. And that will demonstrate what needs to be corrected as far as high priority, medium priority, or low. And then we won't discuss those matters going forward. That's how quality improvements happen. And it can helped tremendously in this situation. I yield.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Again, is there anyone here that has any questions for me?
Excuse me, I do again. It's Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer.
And so I was curious, whatever happened with John Petruccio, he's an amazing mediator, and his whole career has been in conflict resolution. And so the State of the Union was trying to do that with the Union State, and then I don't know what happened with how that all fell out. Rocky, are you able to speak to that?
Yeah, I can. Basically, what happened with John is he got with Sue. They planned something together or whatever, and John got with me and said that I have to do whatever Sue is telling me to do, or that I couldn't be a coordinator or whatever, right? And because he can't make those choices, and he wasn't biased on, you know, trying to actually solve anything, then I cut the ties with him. I yield.
Thank you, Rocky. Jennifer, do you have another question?
Yes, thank you, Rocky. That totally makes sense. Because, Rocky, again, I see that you're doing amazing things on Clark County, and it's fantastic, and I would just hope that, and again, everybody, I'm on Clark County too, so can we also duplicate all of these roles on the state? Because we need to build us all together so we can actually be recognized and be fully stood. And for that, I yield.
Thank you, Jennifer. Anybody else? I don't have anything else to say, and I want to thank you all for your time. And if you don't mind, I'd like to end the meeting now. Rocky?
I just wanted to ask Rocky. I know I sent you, this is in regards to the natural resources, and I sent you that letter, and I believe that we're moving forward to other issues or any other concerns that I submit to you, and I wonder if you forward it to everybody else for their review. I yield. Thank you, Rocky.
Yeah, we're working on that letter and the other stuff that you sent me, and I actually got another guy working on the website, and he's going to actually help put some of that stuff up. So that's where we're at with that. But anyway, with Pauline, do you want to consider this meeting done, or do you want to do a follow-up?
I'm going to speak with Sue, and then offline I'll share what I learned, and then we'll go from there. Will that be all right?
Yeah, whatever you want. I'm trying to make sure that everybody has a chance to do what they're supposed to do in their jobs. I mean, you're as the ombudsman, and you sound like that you're trying to be as transparent as possible, and that's what we need, and that's what I didn't get from John, I'm the one that contacted John through Lisa Schaefer to try to solve things, and it seemed like it went to really bad, so I ended that. So we need some, you know, people, and that's the reason why I'd like you to also get with Tammy, which is the Union State ombudsman. You guys talk over whatever you want, and if you guys want to do another meeting, any meetings that that people want to do that are actually helping the deal, I will host them for you. I have no opinions either way. It's, you know, this is all about everybody, you know, coming together and actually building the state, you know, and if I can help in that, I'm going to. So with that said, if Pauline wants to, then we can end the meeting.
Yes, I would. Thank
Rocky,
you
this
much.
Is Charlotte.
Go ahead, Charlotte.
I know everything you just said is pretty wonderful, but I want to know how you feel about all of this.
Personally, I don't let things bother me. The only thing that really is concerning with me is that it's deterring our assembly from actually doing what we're supposed to do, and I think we need to solve it. And however we solve it, I've tried all kinds of methods to try to get this solved, and I just want some way to end the conflicts so that we can go forward. You know, people can, you know, I've had people, you know, attack me my whole life, and it doesn't bother me. I know who I am, and I'm a strong person, and I'm going to keep going to whatever I need to do. You know, so what they're doing doesn't bother me, but I'm afraid it's bothering everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what I want to stop. I want to stop the confusion and all this, the other people getting, you know, sucked into all this negative stuff. You know, we need to go back to, you know, loving each other, you know, doing things that are what we need to do for our, you know, our families, our kids, our grandkids. You know, this is what we're doing this for.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion on it. I mean, so anyway, I'll yield and you can say whatever you think about it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because I feel the same way. I would like to introduce people to this, but I don't want to introduce someone into this when we have this conflict going on because it's just not right. So I would really love for this just to go forward and let's just leave this where it's at because it seems very petty to me about what's going on. We just need someone that's going to help everyone. I yield.
Thank you, Charlotte. I wanted to say one thing to that. I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't say this. I am like Charlotte. I have a network of people that want to come, and I've asked them to wait because of all of this. I don't want them to come and then see this and then think, what are these people trying to do? Meaning, I've even gotten attacked. I got sued by J.P. Morgan Chase. My case is an appeal because what started this for me was debt discharge. And I'm going to the appeals. I'm going to win an appeal. If I have to take it to the Supreme Court, I will. But I'm noticing you do get attacked when you're doing something right. So, Rocky, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Sure.
I yield.
I think Keith, I would like to say something after Keith. I have one more question.
Thanks, Tamara. I just want to say thank you so much, Pauline, for jumping in. And this is the type of meeting that can actually, I feel, get something done with us moving. Jennifer, thank you for your questions, too, and your concerns. I hope that they've been answered to some extent because we all love Rocky and what he has done, and we all have very good discernment on who this person is. And this brother named Rocky's invested thousands of dollars and helped in so many ways the assembly of our family. You know, we're a family, and it really grieves us having things going down from you know, that aren't unifying and supportive, and because that's what we all are, and we are going to. I don't like to use the word blow up because I'm insecurity, and but we are going to blow up as an assembly here soon, and we want Nevada just to take off and be a leader in our state nations, to show what we can be about. I'm bringing people in a lot as well, and I have that concern as well because people are like, what's going on with this conflict? And I'm like, I have to do some kind of explanation. You know? So, hey, Armando, how you doing? I'm just saying something real sweet to everybody.
Let's move on.
Right on, Armando. Anyway, nothing but love to all of you guys. Again, Jennifer, thank you for your questions. And I'm Pauline. Thank you so much for your support. And Rocky, we love and support you 100% always. The people that love you. So, Armando, anyway, love you guys. And I think I'm going to bow out and let Armando keep talking. So I yield. Love you guys. And let's keep moving forward. Brother Love is yielding.
Thank you, Keith. God bless everyone.
How long will it stay with us? I'm going to stay with us. I'm going to stay with us. Until tomorrow? School then go back to.
Hey, Armando. Armando, you got a mic? Are you able to mute, please?
Cool. Mr. California got a lot of money.
Armando.
Armando.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mute him. Okay.
I think you're gonna mute him. Yeah.
Okay. So are we done, or?
Rocky, I just have one question. This is also, you know, for Pauline, for Jennifer, for you. To my understanding, when we stand up as counties, as a state, the coordinator position is gone. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Basically what happens is like Aaron right now is the pro temp chair, and he would then step up into that position. Doesn't mean the coordinators go completely away. We're there to help the chairman, but the chairman is the spokesperson of the state.
Okay, so right now what I feel, and hopefully, you know, once and for all, we can get an answer, because it seems like everyone has a different answer when it comes to the vetting process, when it comes to the different positions. I truly think that we as counties, the union state, the state of union, need to come together and talk about it, depending on, you know, like I said, the counties and the state, you know, how we do it, how the state does it, the union state does it, and just follow that guideline if we can, because it's just a little bit irritating with everybody going back and forth. That is just my opinion. I just feel like we're wasting so much time on the word coordinator, co-coordinator, instead of helping each other build. We keep saying that we need positions filled in the counties, union state, and the state of union, but yet every time when we try to do it, it's like being stopped because we're so hung up with some of the titles, some of the names. And especially the coordinator position, I mean, it's got, you know, like you said, with the Aaron and everything, it's kind of going to go down. So why are we so focused on the coordinator position with the name and the vetting when everybody has different vetting and when Anna says different things than what, you know, PKTF says or the other counties, the state. So how are we going to find an answer to this for one so we can all be, you know, on same page when it comes to everything, instead of one person says this, other one, and we're all from different counties, different stuff. So how are we going to solve this? I yield.
That is a good question. I apologize. My computer's acting up.
Can you type in the chat so we know what you're trying to say?
Oh, okay. I agree with Tamara.
Okay. So, do we have any more to talk about, or are we done?
Oh, yeah, one more thing, Rocky. Why don't we put this, as Tamara said, we need to come to a conclusion, a remedy for tonight's meeting. You are spearheading Clark County or the Union State. Why can't we vote and to put this to bed that we all agree in actually you being the coordinator for Clark County or this Union State? I yield.
The problem is when you're talking about coordinators, they're only voted on in and out from the Federation. Now, the one thing about the Union State, because Anna, that's where Anna wanted me to focus on, was the Union State, which is, again, the coordinator for that, which is, you know, focusing on that. And because we had so much problems with vetting whatever, that was one of the videos I sent to everybody, that Anna said that the state cannot vet the Union State or the counties. That she said, Rocky, you do it, meaning the coordinator of the union state has to vet the coordinators for the counties. Okay, it can't come from the international state, you know, the state of the union. It has to come from the union state, you know, or the federation. And because the long discussion I had with Anna about vetting coordinators and stuff, she basically said that they don't have the manpower to vet over 3,000 or whatever coordinators for every county. And she said that the basically in that video is that she's going to have the coordinators of the union state start vetting them because there's no way for them to do it. And in that video, basically Anna told me that she goes, Rocky, you do it. And basically as a coordinator, she wanted me to vet our county coordinators. And I agreed I would do that with her. And I actually have emails, you know, texts back and forth with her discussing that. Anyway, Jennifer wanted to say something. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hey, Rocky, you know I know you from all the in-person meetings. I 100% voted for you in person and the follow-up email vote for you as county coordinator. Absolutely. Thank you for everything you do. Okay, Rocky?
Thank you. Yeah, I believe that we have to get all of our counties together and up and running too. And hopefully that the state gets all of that stuff done, you know, the State of the Union, so that when the State of the Union stands up, our counties are ready to stand with them. And that's what I'm working on. That's what Anna has got my focus on. So that's what I'm going to be working on. I'm trying to not keep any conflicts going. You know, Sue wants to do the State of the Union, you know, run that part of it, whatever. I'm glad for her. I want her to do it. I will, you know, step out from any of that so she can have that free reign and not worry. I'm not trying to, in any way, trying to take over whatever she's doing. I want her to keep going, and I want her to stand the state up. So the deal is, but we still got to get our union state up and running. We still got to get our counties up and running. And that means all the counties, not just Clark County. Even though I am in Clark County, you know, being a co-coordinator, and what Anna has me focused on, the Union State, which is, you know, I don't like the name Union State because it says state in it. Because what it is, the Union State is all of the counties in a union joining together, okay? And that's what the Union State means. And that's all I'm working on is trying to help all of the counties basically, you know, stand up. You know, I'm working with tomorrow with Nye County. I got some people in Washoe County and other counties that I'm trying to work with to get those counties up and running too, because we got to get all of our counties up and running. And that's just where I stand. But thank you, Jennifer.
And please, everybody, when you fulfill the role on your union state, also duplicate that on the state of the union so we can be quicker to stand in our state. Please, please, please.
That is my goal, is that if we can, you know, because one of the things Anna has actually said is that when we're actually building the union state and the state of the union, majority of the time they're going to be the same people. And the deal is, I'm hoping that the people that are, you know, trying to help in the union state and the counties actually are helping with the state too, because we need everybody.
Rocky, you know that we're down to help the state. How many times have we reached out? So we're in this to win this. We want the state to stand up and the state to support each other. So you're darn right, Jennifer. We're there for the state as well. I've always wanted to help Sue and her group as well. I yield.
Is there anything else? Do we want, somebody want to adjourn the meeting?
I hereby adjourn the meeting.
I second that.
Okay, everybody say aye.
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 I'm 80. I'm 80.
Anybody don't want to say no? Any abstains? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for showing up and giving your opinions.
Thank you, Brother Rocky.
Have a good night.
Everybody,
good night.
And I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving.